This was the 29th time the American Library Association handed out the James Madison Award, named after the former president. Immediate ALA past president Sari Feldman said librarians advocate for public access to information.
In an age of information uncertainty, librarians around the world, and certainly members of the press, are keenly aware that access to public information is vulnerable. Much has been said about fake news, but today we recognize that forces from within and without threaten the access to government information that supports real news.
She said librarians around the world are working to rescue federal data sets and other information in the public record.
It is our professional core value. This is what we believe in and stand for.
Feldman said the ALA is recognizing the work of Montana Senator John Tester because from day one in the U.S. Senate, Tester has modeled transparency and worked to improve public access to campaign donations and government information. In accepting the award at the museum, Tester said he learned the importance of government accessibility and transparency when he was a school board member in Big Sandy.
And in a new era of fake news and alternative facts, we need the American Library Association more than ever to be pushing for truth, for more transparency and access across all levels of government. We also need a free and independent press to hold all of us in government accountable to the people.
Tester said he will continue to press for legislation to give the public access to their elected officials and their government. That is what freedom of information is all about, says Jean Polosinski, Chief Operating Officer of the Newseum Institute and the First Amendment Center.
Access to your documents that have to do with how your money is spent and the decisions that are made on behalf of you about the policy of your government.
Polosinski says that's what the American Library Association and the press work toward every day. He said that's the purpose of Sunshine Week taking place this week. At the state capitol on Friday, members of the Montana Newspapers Association, the Montana Broadcasters Association, and the Montana Freedom of Information Hotline are scheduled to be in the rotunda to promote open government and the public's right to know under the Montana Constitution. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.